Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. My reflection after some of your reflection. Even a lot of you did not send me yet. I'm waiting for the majority of everyone to send me their audio message about their feedback about yesterday's event. But my reflection over all your reflection and my advice to myself to you. Number one, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah for His bounty of hidayah. We have to thank Allah by being together, united. Unity is power. This is what missing from the ummah. We cannot achieve anything without unity. Unity is power. And this unity, if it's not individual unity also between us and Allah. Today I was very sad, extremely sad and disturbed when I received too many inquiry from people. In this blessing 10 days, living a lot of drama. A lot of drama for no reason. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and forgive them. This how Allah shaitan steal from you. Steal from you the most blessing time and the most blessing bounty from Allah from you. But can we blame shaitan? No. Can we blame family? No. Can we blame anybody? No. It's our wicked nafs. The one it allow us to be rided completely and governed by shaitan. And this lead me to the second reflection. And take it for me is a reflection, I consider it a reflection and a gift from Allah to us, and my advice and my gift to you. Brother Muhammad asked me a question. One brother asked me another question a long time ago. And all the question you have, all the inquiry, all the drama, all this, you want to erase it? Very simple. Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is power. Dhikrullah is your internet. Dhikrullah is your unity between you and Allah. Dhikrullah is your Wi-Fi ilahi. Dhikrullah is the one you will be by it. If you do dhikrullah and you be united with Allah, Allah will guide you. Allah will inspire you. Allah will give you wisdom. Allah will give you basira. Allah will give you nur. Allah will give you tawfiq. Allah will give you strength. Allah will give you dignity. Verse 8, everything you can imagine you want, the root of that is dhikrullah. Develop the habit of dhikrullah. Don't think. Don't. Don't be emotion freak or mentally retarded freak. Because in any way, this will be wasawis of shaitan. Hawagis of shaitan. It will make you weak, fatigue, lunatic, and you will never achieve anything, and you will never have a barakah in anything. Your barakah with dhikrullah. Your barakah with unity with Allah. And your barakah was when we united with each other and humble our nafs to each other to be united for sabilillah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. Time is running very fast. Those who gain, who gain. Those who lost, he lost. I feel so sad when I see people, every blessing time, they have to generate a drama. And they do not feel it. What it mean? Their own shaitan is riding them. How this happened? Ghafla. Meaning no dhikrullah. No way. And when you do dhikrullah, they cannot do it. It will be a fight between you and your nafs and your shayateen. Until you develop this habit with tranquility and peace with dhikrullah. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'inni al-qulub. With remember of Allah, the heart will be calm and full of tranquility and peace and unity with Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, please, I beg you for Allah, stop the lunatic with shayateen and your nafs and develop the internet ilahi, Wi-Fi ilahi, with the communication with Allah by always remember Allah, remember death, and live, take your soul elevated to a journey of life after death in this life. And this will make you calm, very calm, and make everything insignificant. And this will allow you to deal with everything with wisdom and basira and guidance from Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to be united with Him for Sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among dhakirin, musabbihin, shakirin, radin, murtadin, hamidin. Amin ya Rabbil Abidin, Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Abidin, sajidin, لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.